All right. Well, Jeff, thanks for being here with us today.
Thank you, Aaron. It's always good to be here.
We're talking today about the formation of a hazmat team here in Marion County, something that has been contracted out for quite some time. And recently there was a contract change, started receiving these services from Jasper County. And now even more things are changing. How did this come about, Jeff?
Well, in the process of trying to replace Des Moines, the city of Des Moines is our vendor. I've been talking with Jasper County. Jasper County wasn't really interested in a long-term relationship where they would just provide us service. So one of the things that they recognized is that they were going to be short on, they were lacking in manpower, and it appeared that we might be able to help them with that, and kind of in conjunction, more of a sharing relationship between the two counties. It goes a lot deeper than just the hazmat, but that's what we're here talking about today. But that's kind of how it started, was how can we help each other? How can two neighboring counties help each other with common issues that they have?
And so who are the people that are going to be involved in the formation and development of this hazmat team?
Well, the Emergency Management Commission is actually going to be the governing body of the hazmat team. The hazmat team members themselves are going to be, it's going to be comprised of firefighters and EMS people from around the county. I believe we're even going to have a sheriff's deputy on there. So it's kind of a wide range of emergency responders from around the county.
And when people think hazmat, I mean, a lot of times you might be thinking of, you know, in the movies, you know, it's biological terrorism, or the big outfits and all that. What are some everyday hazmat issues that might be dealt with that this team would help out on?
Things like a gasoline spill, you know, having the knowledge is always beneficial there. We've had suspicious odor issues in the past. They tend to pop up once or twice a year where somebody calls in and reporting a suspicious odor. And so having you know, hazmat technician level trained folks around that can help us out with that and know how best to handle the situation, you know, that's going to be a plus for us all.
And really, too, it's going to be nice and local, too, so any response will come in a quicker fashion than it had previously.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to, you know, 3 or 4 months from now, I'm looking forward to having the peace of mind, knowing that we've got some technician level trained folks right here on the ground that are living and working in Marion County, and we're able to, you know, when we need them, we're able to reach out and get a hold of them and, you know, have them begin benefiting us immediately.
Now, when a call comes in, like you said, a suspicious odor call comes in, kind of what's the general protocol?
Pretty much that is not going to change. It's going to be that call is going to generate a response from the fire department. The fire department's going to go through and do their normal procedures up at a point in time where they have exhausted their abilities, whether that be equipment or knowledge. Then they're going to make that call for the other hazmat team members to come out.
And then they come out and they have better equipment, better capacity to test things?
Yeah, we're going to carry here some monitoring equipment that will allow them to hopefully maybe not diagnose or determine exactly what the name of the chemical is, but it's going to get us in the family of chemicals. And in the world of hazmat, that's kind of a big thing. You know, to me, it's still kind of daunting because it's like chemistry of epic proportions. But in the hazmat world, being able to isolate a substance to its family of origin is a big step.
And so what's the timeline for this group getting together and getting educated in order to take on this task?
Right now I'm working on scheduling the class. We're looking at starting probably in mid-January. Probably going to take realistically 6 to 8 weeks to get the necessary classroom and skills stuff done. So I would hope that, you know, first part to middle part of March, and you know, those folks are going to be trained and ready to go.
How many people are going to be involved in this?
Right now I've got 32 people that are willing to do this, so that's a great number, and you know, it benefits us all.
And of course, like we said, it's going to be a benefit for the county, for speed especially. How else will it benefit the county?
Well, just the fact that we're going to have local control. When you enter into a contractual relationship, as we were with Des Moines, typically you have one time a year to do any negotiating, and you know, even then you're pretty limited. So this will give us the ability to, I think, in my opinion, control some of our long-term costs, because we're going to be dealing with folks here at home, and yet we're kind of putting back, if we're, you know, putting back into the community. So that long term, that's a good thing.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add today, Jeff?
Looking forward to seeing this group develop and move ahead. And, you know, we're really all thankful and beneficial to have this group of people from, you know, this many people from our county that are willing to do this.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you.